Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden is promising more money to help Latin American nations host migrants who might otherwise head to the U.S. Last night, he and Vice President Kamala Harris addressed leaders from across the Western Hemisphere at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. Here's Biden.
Safe and orderly migration is good for all of our economies, including the United States. It can be a catalyst for sustainable growth. But all unlawful migration is not acceptable. We will enforce our borders, including through innovative, coordinated action with our regional partners.
But the absence of several key heads of state from the summit, including Mexico's, suggests cooperation might not be guaranteed. NPR correspondent Carrie Kahn joins us now from L.A. for more. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
So Biden and other leaders are expected to agree to a new migration document tomorrow. What might be in that document?
What I've heard is that there will be a lot of language about what they're calling shared responsibility, and that's just to deal with the unprecedented number of migrants in the hemisphere right now. Migration in the Western Hemisphere is not just a problem at the U.S.-Mexico border anymore. We have millions of Venezuelans that have fled that country in recent years. 1% of the Cuban population has left that country now. Millions of Haitians and Central Americans, too, are leaving to neighboring countries. There's also talk about including language about attacking what they're saying is the root causes of migration and providing economic development money back home, back to home countries. Vice President Kamala Harris says she has secured $3.2 billion in private investment for Central America. Migration is just the big theme for this summit. 3 years ago, much of the focus was on combating corruption in the region, and President Biden wants his time as the host in Los Angeles to be remembered as the summit where migration was the main focus for the hemisphere.
Well, speaking of migration, there is a group of several thousand migrants stuck at Mexico's border with Guatemala. They're asking Mexico's government to issue humanitarian visas so they can move freely across Mexico toward the U.S. border. Might something very specific like this be included in this agreement?
Actually, there's about 6,000 migrants, and they're walking north. They've left the border. They're on the move. And the agreement, that's really a big question. There's a lot of skepticism whether this agreement is going to do more than just talk. Look, like I said, in 2018, that summit in Peru was focused on corruption in the region, and all these commitments were made back then about combating it. Last night, new president of Peru got up and reiterated that commitment. And 4 years later, I think there's really widespread consensus that corruption is not widely better in the region. Many would say it's worse off. Mm. We've just had a hemispheric backslide in democratic institutions in many countries, in Guatemala, Nicaragua, Venezuela, El Salvador, Honduras. You know, with regard to migration and these pledges of billions of dollars by private companies to invest in Central America, I've just heard great skepticism whether that money will materialize. We'll have to see. USAID says it plans to bring in $300 million in food aid. That's significant. Again, we'll just have to see whether this really materializes.
We have less than a minute, Carrie, but the administration wants cooperation on immigration, but leaders of some of the countries with the biggest migrant populations aren't attending, like Mexico and Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. Mexico's leader is scheduled to visit Washington next month, but with those leaders not there, does that undercut the strength of this agreement?
Well, Biden administrations have really tried to downplay the absence of the presidents at the summit. They say each of these countries have sent robust delegations and they're working hard on these issues as always. But, you know, at these high level summits, you want that are making these commitments, you want the leaders, especially there when they're making these commitments, and they're not here.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in L.A. Thank you.
You're welcome.